be partnering with my very good friend Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents, yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you and God bless the USA.
Good morning, Patriots. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Easter. I'm so glad to be with you guys. If you hear me, just give me the little thumbs up that we're good. We're live. This is Freedom Force, the Freedom Force Battalion. If you are new, we look at how this is biblical. And boy, howdy, did he tick off a lot of lefties yesterday. The deep state is not happy that they say he's hawking the Bible. He said this is his favorite book. Oh my goodness. They were flipping their lids. I love it. Love it. Yeah, make America pray again. How awesome. That's what we do. Thank you, Janet B. We are praying together. We've been praying literally, if you go back on 1,000 videos, every time we pray together and for our country and for our wonderful president, for each other. And so that's, you know, how we're still standing after all this time. And also the Lord helps us because he helps us to piece all these things together. If you're new here, definitely go onto my site, freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live. I'm going to show you some really great things today, specifically about Resurrection Day and of course the Holy Week. But what, we look at the current events of what's happening right now in the light of God's word, and the Lord has helped us to understand that this is the day we've been waiting for. And you're going to see, I'm going to read to you some from Maccabees today, a historical book about Jeremiah. It's just really going to love, you're going to love it. Anyway, so get ready. We're going to talk about some of the current events, but mostly we're going to talk about this amazing day. And the enemy is coming out in force because they say, you know what, we got to fight these people because they are not going to stop. And that's true. That is true. We will not stop. We will not until we win. And then after that, the Lord's going to have lots of really great jobs for us to do to make our country great again and the world great again. So, yeah, I'm glad you guys are here. Yes. When is Passover? We're going to talk about that too, Rhea. I hope I'm saying your name right. That is going to be on the 22nd. Actually, you're getting ahead of me. That's okay. I'll show you right here. Here's the link. Yes, this 22nd of April. So we're going to count the Omer. If you're new here, you guys, the Omer, and I was going to talk about that. The Omer is what the Lord told us to count, but it's we're going according to the biblical calendar, which is a lunar calendar. So we're going to be doing the counting of the Omer starting on that day after the Passover. Okay, so we're just going to do it that way. And I've got the calendar. I shared it on the social media. So anyway, like I said, here's the website right here, freedomforce.live. If you want to find our social media right here, social media, all the platforms are right there. And if you just search for Omer, O-M-E-R, you'll find the link there to what we're going to do as far as following the calendar. The biblical calendar is the Lord told us to count the Omer for 49 days, 7 times 7, 7 weeks. And then on the 50th day is the Jubilee bundle. And so maybe it's this year. I would love it. I don't know when it's going to be, but we know by faith that this is going to happen. So we are definitely going to do that. We're going to also celebrate the Seder. We're going to going to walk you through how to, you know, we do this every year and we celebrate the Seder. It's a beautiful picture of Christ, how they celebrated Christ all those years before he became incarnate. Someone asked me, what does incarnate mean? It's when the Lord Jesus took on human flesh at Christmas. That it wasn't really December, but his birthday was actually June 14th. His incarnation is September 11th, 9/11. That's why they're saying it's an emergency when the Christ enters the earth. But so, yeah, we are going to celebrate that all together. So just stay tuned. We're going to do all that. We look at how this is biblical, and this is what the Lord helped me to piece together, which is the end times. The wonderful truth about end times is the end times for them. You guys know it. Say it with me. It's the end times. Okay, hey, Ree. The end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Thank you to everyone for sharing this. It has become a bestseller. I just pray that they will be able to get this truth out to everyone because it's the very good news. The Lord has revealed it. He said he would reveal it at the last time. And here we are and he's revealed it. I'm just so thankful. And it's really, really good news. It's not what we were told. It's very exciting. And also major clues from minor prophets. They told us, the minor prophets told us what was going to happen. And it's right there. It's like not even hard to decode. You really don't need this book. You can just renew it for yourself, read it for yourself. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so obvious. Anyway, it's only $2.99 though on Amazon. And then this is biblical. All these Bible stories. We're going across the Red Sea. We're bringing down the walls of Jericho. All these things are happening before our eyes. All right, so this is our wonderful president telling everyone to have a happy Resurrection Day. Happy Easter.
Remember the suffering and death of God's only Son and his glorious resurrection on the third day. On Easter Sunday, we proclaim with joy, Christ is risen.
Yes, we always say Christ is risen. And then they say Christ is risen indeed. So you guys want to put that on the chat? Christ is risen indeed. Indeed he is. Indeed he is. And because he lives, we will live also. You know, that wonderful police officer who was killed, you know, who we know that the little sweet wife was saying she thinks it's such a long time, but that she knows she'll see him again. And they'll be, you know, waiting for her when the doors of heaven open for her. Just like when she walked in the church doors open and she saw him in the church waiting for them to be married. It was such a beautiful, I'm just so proud of her. And I just pray the blessings on her and her little sweet son. Did you see that where they had a story about the little child that I'm going to get to this in a second, but I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I don't even know if I have a clip of that. I might have a clip of that. Yes, I'm going to wait. I'm going to show you that in just a second. I'm going to do that in just a second. All right, so make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Give me a thumbs up right now because I'm going to get busy. You know how I do, and I'm going to forget to tell you guys. So let's go ahead and hit the like button. Thank you so much for Songbird is trying to moderate. Thank you. Good job, moderator Songbird. And we're going to hopefully keep the, the bad guys from being hateful to Melly. It's okay. I'm used to it. It's okay. So, what was I going to tell? Anyway, I'll tell about that later. But I was going to say also this real quick because I'm going to talk about the little baby and how he loved President Trump. But I'm going to also say Russell Brand has been receiving the word of the Lord. He's reading the word like voraciously, word by word, just gobbling it down and sharing it with this huge following. What a blessing. What a blessing that the people are hearing the word for the first time, just and straight from the mouths of someone who's just so excited to receive it for the first time. It's really, really fun to watch him grow. And so he was reading Galatians, for I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I live in the flesh, now I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He shared that one just this morning and about the crucifixion of Christ, but it's his life dwells within us. And I'm going to show you here about how he breathed on us. And so it goes back to Revelation 11:11, where it says, God breathed life into them and they stood up. That's what we talk about. This is what's happened to humanity. It's amazing. And they never expected it, but here they actually knew. But anyway, we'll get to that here in a minute. All right, so I want you to see that. So this is where he's breathing on them after he rose. I'm going to talk about the crucifixion and the resurrection here in just a second. But one of my favorite parts about it is that after he rose, he actually went into this room where they were hiding because they were afraid of the Romans, of course, after they'd seen what happened to Jesus. They were hiding. And so he appeared just in the room. He didn't go through the door. He just was there. And so, yeah, that's pretty cool. And so our resurrection body will be the same. We can, won't be hindered by many of the things that we're hindered with now. But that's not for another 1,000 years. We're not going to have the resurrected bodies until after the 1,000 years of peace on earth. Then there's Gog and Magog, the battle, which they didn't talk about. Again, I go all into this in the book, End Times and 1,000 years of Peace. Where'd I put it? I've already moved it. I've already done something to it. Anyway, yeah, there it is, right there. This book right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, I talk about how they skipped really talking about the Gog and Magog battle, which is after the 1,000 years of peace on earth. And that's when death is conquered and there's no more death, and then we will get our resurrected bodies, everyone all together. So anyway, I just wanted you to see that. And so it's beautiful thought that we'll have these resurrected bodies. All right, so here's where he walks into the room and they're so excited. Of course, they've been so scared, and all of a sudden their fear just falls away. I'm like, he's alive, just like Mary. They thought Mary Magdalene was just, too upset with grief that she was just making this up, because out of the grief, they just couldn't believe it. And remember, Thomas said, I won't believe until I see the nail prints in his hands, and John and Peter had only just gone to the tomb and just seen the empty tomb. They thought, well, maybe they've moved him. They've taken him. These people are so evil, right? I understand where they were coming from, but Jesus had told them he would rise from the dead after 3 days. But he talked in parables so many times. They're like, we didn't really understand what he meant. Anyway, so check this out. I just love this. And I want you to receive this, that he's breathing on you today.
Because they were afraid.
Uh-oh, that's not loud enough. Let's make it louder.
Jesus. Then Jesus came, stood among them.
Peace be with you.
After saying this, he showed them his hands and his
side. That's not what I wanted to do. That's where that soldier pierced him. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, too.
The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again,
Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you.
Then he breathed on them.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
How about that?
If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
There you go. There you go. He breathed on them, and he's breathed on you and me because we've been able to understand what's going on. I'm so thankful. And he breathes on all of his people, of course, but he's breathed on us in a special way. I just have to say. And in the book of Revelation here, I think I've pulled up the verse. In Revelation 11:11, my favorite verse, here we go. I'm going to highlight it. I'm going to try to. It says, after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. He breathed life into us, didn't he, you guys? He breathed into us so that we would be able to stand up and understand what was going on so we could fight and make us great fighters, make us great warriors, the 144,000. Did you hear that they said, they reported there was 144 that were killed in Moscow? That's symbolically the God's people, 12 times 12. The 12 tribes of Israel, in the book of Revelation, I think it's chapter 12. Anyway, 11. Anyway, that it talks about the 144,000 and that we are the 144,000. We are the chosen warriors. And so they say the 144 were killed. I just think that is a symbolism. But that, you know, who knows what the truth was as far as how many died. But bottom line, they are trying so hard with everything to destroy us. And here we are still standing. Here we are still standing because he's breathed into us. Isn't that awesome? Who loves that? Tell me you love that. I love that. Oh, and terror struck all who were staring at them. They're flipping out. And it's you know, you can tell that the enemy is working overtime. You know, they're calling this the day of transgender visibility. I mean, it's just like they called this girl read out all the things that they're naming it. They're naming Easter something different. Let me just tell you, dude. Let me just tell you one quick thing, dude. We've been celebrating Easter and the resurrection of Christ for 2,000 years. He rose from the dead, and there's nothing you can do to stop him from rising from the dead, and there's nothing you can do to have us stop worshiping him and for him to stop breathing on us. You can't stop it. Nothing can stop what is coming. You can do all kind of mayhem, but it's not going to stop. The enemy is fighting hard because they know they have little time, really little time. So exciting. So this is Revelation 11:11. If you see 11:11, that's the awakening time, the awakening verse. I know. I love it too, you guys. I love it. Joy, joy. I love that. All right, so this is our wonderful president going to the funeral of that wonderful officer who was killed. And the blood is on the hands of these officials. And they told them they were not invited. They were not invited. They're letting out all these criminals. And so they're not invited. And the fool came anyway. I'm just like, what don't they understand? The audacity of these people, it just takes my breath away. Here's President Trump, though, talking about what has to happen. Check it out. Now it's too loud. Okay, now, come on now. Work with me here, computer.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing, and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now just...
They go out every day. Every day knowing that this could be their last. You know, when we go to work, we, you know, don't expect to die in the, you know, while we're doing our work. But they could, this, you know, they are, there's nobody like them. Thank God for these people that God has raised up to stand as the line of defense against the evildoers.
Doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
I'm telling you, the shocking, I'm sure you guys saw, you know, I've shared this all on my social media. If you're not on my social media, if you're just on Rumble, go over and join on the social media. We're on Truth Social and Twitter and Telegram and, you know, Getter. And a wonderful team who makes sure they get all the posts put on all these wonderful places. Thank you so much. And we get the truth out. So, and share everything you see. But yeah, so they had the shocking event that the three presidents, whatever, I don't even know if that was Bill Clinton. They just didn't, you know, he's looking a lot worse than that. That was like a Bill Clinton 20 years ago look-alike, whatever. The point is they had this huge event to raise all this money. And, you know, it was just right in the across the street from where this happened. It just was shocking. I think it was shocking to the system how the care, they could care less what happened. It just was shocking. I think that, yeah, they may raise some money. I just think the people are over it. The people see through it. And let's just pray that they do see through it. That, you know, but I actually talked with a friend of mine. She had not even heard about Officer Diller being killed. So people need to understand that this is what's happening. There are criminals who are being let out, and it's putting these police officers in danger, and this is why they're dying. Their blood is literally on their hands. Someone just said that President Trump had paid off. Yes, I've got that too. I've got to share that in a second. But and I'd also saw that Officer Diller had a green covering on the casket, and I think they put a they put another thing over it, but you could still see the green. So I think he was maybe Irish. I didn't know Diller was Irish, but you know, just a great, great American, beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to listen, go on my channel and watch Miss Diller speak at the funeral, and also the wonderful, you know, commissioner. I think it was police commissioner. Just an amazing job. I think that was what it was. Anyway, so check it out. Anyway, yeah. So this is what it says. I'm going to give a Trump W this morning, Trump win this morning. A mutual friend of mine lives in New York. His neighbor is the funeral director doing the wake for the New York City cop just killed the other day. He met with the widow and the department. While she was in his office, the Port Authority president said there was a call for her. It was President Trump. The few minutes later, she got a call from Tunnel to Towers, and they are paying off her mortgage. As I said, it won't bring back her husband, but it will help them with the ease some of the stress and the strain from this. And you know the money came directly from President Trump. And, of course, he was invited to come, and he did. And they actually gave him a standing ovation because of what he's doing to try to bring attention to this. And they appreciated that so much because they all realize that their lives are at risk. If you saw on my video, my social media, I posted just a sea of blue line where they are all standing in the gap, and they're you know, standing there giving a honor to this family, and here they are realizing that the same very thing could happen to them, and it's all the fault of these people, these criminals who have gotten from a stolen election, have gotten involved, gotten into these positions of power to do this evil. You know, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, as we very well know. So I wanted you to see. Yeah, this is. I'll go ahead and say this one. This is the one where. That woman, evildoer woman, Kathy Hochul, decided she would just barge in, basically, and, you know, just shocking. Just shocking. It just shocks my system how these people are so cold-hearted and so full of themselves, and just shocks me. So here's the brother. He didn't care. He says, I don't care. I'm going to go out and give her a piece of my mind. He told her off. He said, the blood of my family member is on your hands. And of course, whatever. I'm not even going to go there right now. But anyway, check this out.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul not welcomed at the wake of murdered NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. Video shows a mourner telling Hochul what he thought of her. The governor leaving shortly thereafter. Sources telling Fox the governor didn't listen to the family's wishes. They asked her to wait for Diller's casket to be closed before she paid her respects. But she reportedly blew them off and just waltzed right in. The Diller family also reportedly laid into Hochul, telling her, quote, his blood is on your hands. Sources also say Hochul and Letitia James asked to speak at Officer Diller's funeral tomorrow. Both were rejected by the family.
These people, they want to use it for political points. No, get out, get out. And of course, President Trump, they had President Trump speak. This was huge, and it really needs to be shared. So make sure that you have shared that with people, because it's always surprising to me how things people don't, they're not talking about this on the mainstream media. So that's why we have to be the news now. Okay. So this was one of the priests who had actually married them years ago, and President Trump posted this. This is so beautiful. Check this out.
Yeah, when President Trump walked into the funeral home at the wake, what was your interaction like?
So it was really beautiful. Stephanie introduced me to the president as the priest that married them. And I was able to just say, Mr. President, thank you for being here. Thank you for your goodness to this family. Would you be willing to pray with us? And he said, of course, Father Duffy. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump would like to pray with us. Let's all say an Our Father together. And the whole room, including the president standing right next to me, prayed an Our Father. And then I gave a blessing to everyone present through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows. And then the president so beautifully turned and kissed baby Ryan on the forehead. And the baby clapped at the president. And it just broke the tension. It was just such a beautiful, human, simple moment that meant so much to the family and so much to the people in that room.
Isn't that beautiful? Sweet little baby knows how wonderful President Trump is. Even the little babes know. Even the sweet babies know. And it's just, it's this world. In this world, we will suffer tribulation, but be of good cheer, for the Lord has overcome the world. Amen. All right. So, So the next thing is, if you aren't familiar with the truth about end times, if you've been buying into all this stuff and you're hiding under the bed, because you're like, okay, this stuff's the end times movies on the Hollywood are scary, and don't buy into it. Okay, just really give this a chance, and then share this with your family and friends, and encourage them. And you can actually listen to the audiobook right here. I've got audiobooks right here on freedomforce.live. You can download the books for all three books. You can get them on Amazon for $2.99. There's a paperback also, and so we made them as inexpensively as we could, because there's clearly a cost that comes into it when they print it. But I love that the Lord has helped me to piece all this together, and it's just such wonderful news. Here is our page on freedomforce.live. When you go to videos categories, you will see search for you can search this, what is this page called? It's called small group. Just search for small group, and you'll see them then in order. Thank you, Tammy, for putting them in order. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way through 11. So we've been doing one every month with my group, with my team, Melly, part of my team, Melly, and we are going through chapter by chapter by chapter to break it down. I think that's it's been a big blessing to all of us, and I hope to you too. So, so definitely enjoy that. All right, so this is the latest thing. I want you to see this. The egg submission must not include any religious symbols, overtly religious themes. Newsflash, Easter, Resurrection Day is about Christ. Hello. But they say, here, I can read this to you, so I know it's a little bit small. The submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. This is what they were doing for the egg. For this egg, but at the same time, they're making March 31st. They're proclaiming it this Transgender Day, and remember, this was the time last time when they were out on the naked on the lawn at the White House. I'm telling you, it's demonic. It's demonic. How it's clearly these people are worship Satan. Yeah, no doubt about it. So I wanted you to see that is what they're doing, but it's because they're fighting back, and the thing is, it makes it much, much more obvious to most people. They're like, wait a minute, this is clearly not right. Okay, I want you to see this. Okay, so we're going to talk about what actually happened after when our Lord Jesus was on the cross. And so many of you have seen this video. Actually, I posted this video, oh goodness, it's probably been 7 years ago. that I posted this video about the Ark of the Covenant. And you're like, well, what does the Ark of the Covenant have to do with Resurrection Day? Well, you're going to see in just a second. And it's so beautiful. Do you guys know about this? Who knows about this? If you do know about it, I know this wonderful news. This is something that someone shared with me, and you know how it is. You hear about something and you just are like, okay, well, I've got so many other things I'm researching right now. I can't really focus on that. But I said, finally, he was like the fourth time. I said, okay. And I'm so thankful that he did keep pressuring me to find out about this. The Ark of the Covenant is what was in the Holy of Holies, which is the temple. And in the back of the temple, there was this gigantic curtain, kind of like this, kind of like what you see right here. And that curtain hid the Holy of Holies. The Ark of the Covenant was in the Holy of Holies, and you were not allowed to see it. Anytime they would move the Ark of the Covenant, it was always covered with a drape, because if you would touch it, even look upon it, you go to heaven, basically. The only one who could go in there one time a year was the high priest. He would go in there one time a year. What they didn't tell, though, was after Nebuchadnezzar came in and took all the people away to Babylon, where Daniel, remember, in the lion's den, and Esther with the whole Purim, that was over in Babylon. After that happened, the Ark of the Covenant had been hidden by Jeremiah. He had hidden it. I'm going to read to you from 2 Maccabees what he had done. He hid the Ark of the Covenant. And so when they built the second temple, they said it was in there, but it never was. It was not in there. It was not in this back part of the temple where it was hidden with a curtain. They lied. And the high priest Caiaphas, remember Caiaphas, he's the high priest. He was the one who had that pit in his home that they threw Jesus in and then beat him, and he sent him to Pilate and all this. This guy was, you know, evil. He was a fake Jew. He was an Edomite. He wasn't even Jewish. He was a fake Jew. He didn't love the Lord, clearly. But whatever his ethnicity, he didn't love the Lord. And so that, remember, on the cross, at the moment Jesus died, of course, everything was dark for 3 hours. But the moment he died, this veil in the temple tore from top to bottom. Remember that? Remember that? I know. Isn't that cool? Mar 141. Yeah, it's really the coolest thing. If you haven't seen this video, you have to see it. It's really amazing. One of my favorite videos I've ever done. I just, even telling the story, sometimes I feel like I can't do it justice, and I don't deserve to even tell this amazing news. But yeah, so it's gotten 66,000. But over on YouTube, it had, like, I looked at it, it had 30,000, and the next thing I know, it had 500,000 views before my channel was taken down. You know, but it was my channel was taken down years later. But either way, so I wanted you to see this. The veil was torn, so now everybody knew there was no Ark in there. They've been going in there faking it all this time, ever since they came back from the Babylonian captivity. So I want you to see that. So, and then the other thing that I want you to see was, okay, that's what the Ark looked like. The Ark of the Covenant is the mercy seat. That's the payment counter for sin. They would go in there one time a year. The high priest was supposed to go in and put blood to pay for sin. That was the payment. So they would say, our sins have been paid. And of course, we know that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. It's the blood of Christ that takes away sin. And they were looking forward to the day when our Lord Jesus would come. They didn't understand exactly how it was going to be, but somehow the blood would pay for sin. It's so important. This is so, so important. Did I tell you that? It's so important for it, because the Lord said that the blood had to go on the Ark, and they only were supposed to put it on, I think it was the right side and not on the left, but whichever way it was, I don't remember right now. But anyway, maybe somebody can tell me in the chat. So there, but after our, here's where it talks about in 2 Maccabees, where it says that the Ark was moved. This is 2 Maccabees chapter 2, I believe. Yeah, Jeremiah hides the tent, the Ark, and the altar. It was also in the writing that the prophet, having received an oracle, the word from the Lord, ordered that the tent and the ark should follow with him, and that he went out to the mountain where Moses had gone up and had seen the inheritance of God. And Jeremiah came and found a cave. Remember I talked about in the video, the man cave, Jeremiah's grotto. He had a grotto. He had a man cave. He had a cave. He brought it up there, the tent and the altar and the ark and the altar of incense, and he sealed up the entrance exactly as the Lord told him to do. So Nebuchadnezzar could not come in and take the ark of the covenant, which was laden with gold. But the Lord was not going to allow them to take that. You can take the gold that's in the temple, you can tear down the temple, but you cannot take the Ark of the Covenant. And so Jeremiah had hidden this in these catacombs, which was, I'm telling you, a maze underneath, that to go here and there, it's really hard to imagine how they could even find their way through there. But Jeremiah did, and he hid this, and he, as it says, he sealed up the entrance. Okay, so I want you to see that. You can read more about this if you want to on BibleGateway.com and look up 2 Maccabees, Maccabees. Okay, so then, I wanted you to see that he put it. It has been hidden all this time. I think there's one other thing. Oh, wait. I need to read this. This other part says, some of those who followed him came up to the mark to mark the way, but could not find it. They wanted to be able to know, you know, where it was and keep a track of where it was. When Jeremiah learned of it, he rebuked them and declared, the place there shall be unknown until God gathers his people together again and shows his mercy. And then the Lord will disclose these things, and the glory of the Lord in the cloud will appear. In other words, until the end of this age. The age is 2,000 years. It's the age of Pisces, the age of the fish, the age of going in to be fishers of men and bringing in the people from all over the world, so into his kingdom. So this was where he was not, the Lord was not going to allow them to find it. And no one found it until there was the right time, and Ron Wyatt found it. And this is what, they've always had very, very strange pictures. This is the real picture of the Ark of the Covenant. And it's the angels. A lot of times they have the angels sitting on top of the mercy seat. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. This makes sense, that the angels are sitting there looking down at the blood on the mercy seat. That's what they're doing. They're not sitting on top of it on the mercy seat, on the blood. They're looking at it like in awe, as we are, that our Lord Jesus would be the sacrifice for sin, that God himself would come to earth and become the sacrifice for sin. As he said, it is finished. He did not suffer one little bit after it was finished. He completely took the weight of sin on himself during those 3 hours. And that's why he said, I thirst. That's why he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? It's because he was forsaken of God for us, but that he took our place that we deserved on the cross. And so they're looking in awe at this. Okay. So that one, just see that. And then 2 Maccabees. And then this is the place of the skull. Remember it says they went to the place of the skull for him to be killed. And little did they know that the cross that they put Jesus on was right over the Ark of the Covenant. It was right over it. It was right over. But the Lord knew. The Lord knows the end from the beginning. He had this all planned out. And that gives me such confidence, and you should too. Just like the Lord has this all planned out. Every little thing that will happen, every step, along the way. Everything. You know, some things that we don't like, some things we do like, but it's all a perfect plan. And this beautiful tapestry that the Lord is weaving. So I want you to see, this is where remember when he died, when he gave up his spirit, the rocks split. There was an earthquake. This is right where he was crucified. There was a huge split in the rocks right there. And so then the blood ran down where the rocks split. The rocks split and the blood. Remember I was showing you where the centurion had pierced Jesus with a spear, and that blood and the water poured forth because he had his heart had burst, and all the fluid that was in his abdominal cavity, and it all poured out. It poured out more than you can even imagine, and it all went down this crevice. Little did they know at the time what was happening down below. All right, so here's a prophecy from Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9 says, a period of 70 sets of seven have been decreed for you and your holy people to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for their guilt, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to confirm the prophetic vision, and to anoint the most holy place. To anoint the most holy place. The most holy place is this. This is the most holy place. There's no place that's more holy than the Ark of the Covenant. That's why no one could touch it. Anyone in the past who would touch it, they would die. Okay, that's why they would carry it with these poles. You see the poles on the bottom, that's how they would carry it. All right, so now this is what happened. This, it split right here behind him, and below him, 20 feet down, was the Ark of the Covenant, right there on the left side. The blood went on the Ark. That's so significant. That's so huge, and many people don't catch it, but it's because it's the payment counter. It's where the sin is paid for, and Jesus' blood poured out onto the Ark. The Lord paid for sin. In the past, you're like, well, how do we get his blood on the Ark? Because we don't even know where it is. The Lord knew. The Lord knew, and he had all this planned out. Isn't that amazing? It's what's the word? There's no word. It's just so beautifully orchestrated that the Lord had this all planned out. And the Lord Jesus knew this. He knew this. He was going to the cross for us, and that his blood would end up on the Ark. He knew that. Oh, anyway, don't forget to share this. Make sure you share this. Make sure you hit the like button. If you just come in, make sure you hit the like button, you guys, and help us to keep this going. Help us to keep this growing and people to share this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful truth about how this is end times for them, right? So this is now the tomb. If you've been to the place of the skull, literally just right there on the right beside it is this tomb, this garden, what they call the garden tomb. It's right there. To be honest, the other tomb is so far away, you just never would be able to get there. This was outside the walls of the city back in the day. Now it's not, but back in the day it was. So this is the tomb, and actually I've been in there, and it is empty, and it's a rich man's tomb. It's a very big tomb. Normally someone would just have just a small spot, but this rich man had a huge tomb, and of course it is still empty to this day. So he is alive. Okay, so then I'm going to share a little bit more about Passover before we go, but I wanted to share, let's talk about a few things real quick about some current events. I kind of hate to even leave this beautiful topic, but okay, so here is about Suge Knight. You probably never even heard in your world about Suge Knight. Suge Knight, let me see if I can go back the other way, smaller. Suge Knight is another rapper. This is what he says, okay, you know all the thing about P. Diddy, and now, you know, even his name tells you, you know what he does. He's a diddler. It's just evil. Evil. And, you know, I haven't listened to his rap music, but I've heard it's vile and basically exposing what they do. So people who listen to it should not be shocked. They should be red-pilled already, basically, and say these people are evil. And the thing is, they're trying to get people to accept and go down into the pits of hell, not physically, whatever, but to take part in this demonic activity like they do. But we're not having it. None of us are. And I think most people are just like, no, I don't want to do any of that. And so he says the Homeland Security raids weren't for Diddy, but they were allegedly to destroy the incriminating stuff on the powerful men. I think that's what it was. That makes sense to me. That he had all these videos, and there are people who would say, look, I'm probably on a video at Diddy's house, and I'll pay you $1 million, $2 million, whatever price you would name, to go in there and get those videos. The problem is, you can make a copy of these things. You can make copies and have them scattered all over the world. There's no way you could gather enough of them up. Because they haven't arrested him. So there's something else going on. They might, who knows, but when these people have done this evil, they're trying to get rid of the evidence, and they are not going to be able to. And the White Hats have it all. So they allowed, you know, Diddy to have it all this time. But that's what he says this is about. So I wanted to make sure that you guys understood that. And this is what he said, that Diddy is in danger. Now, if they feel like he's got maybe some information that they might not want to kill him, they might want to get the information from him before, you know, before that. So check this out. This is what Suge Knight says.
What, Puffy? Your life is in danger. Because you know the secrets. Who's involved in that little secret room you guys participating in. So, you know they're going to get you if they can. It's a little crazy how Puffy get booted out the alcohol business and Jimmy Iovine steps in. With Andre and Snoopy promoting it. It's never a good look when it comes to culture of hip hop and for our community, our people. I turn myself in. Sometimes you gotta face the music. That's most of the time. Perfect. I'm gonna give you some real advice. Two quick things. You gotta make a decision. When you go to prison, either you're gonna be standing up pissing or squatting sitting down pissing. I advise you to try to take the first one, because you know if you're squatting pissing on the seat, you know what that means. Oh yeah, by the way.
I know this is so vile. I hate talking about this beautiful thing about our Lord Jesus and how amazing he is, and then following up with this. Sorry about that. But the point is, this demonic activity has increased so much because they know that we are really at the end. We're at the end and end times for them. And we're going to just, you know, put them out. And they don't know what to do. They're panicking. And they're, you know, Diddy doesn't know what to do. You know, the FBI didn't know what to do. They're trying to cover up their evidence and all this. And they're trying to, you know, just bring out what they're trying to do is make more people more acquiesce to the demonic side. And the harder they push, the more we spring back and like, no, we want the Lord. And it was our President Trump said, you know, we want to make America pray again. We want to make America, you know, have a faith again. So, and it will, as he says, it will. It will. Biblically, there's nothing can stop it. Because people will realize this. How many times have you heard someone say they didn't realize that, you know, God was real, and then they realized Satan was real, and they realized, oh dear, there must be a God too, because the satanic forces are fighting so hard. Mr. Combs has hidden cameras in every room of his home, has recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, and athletes engaging in illegal activities. These individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person who has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. There you go. There you go. That was in the civil complaint, Rodney Jones' civil complaint. They are, and if you remember, the girl, I think her name is Ethiopia, she was suing him for, because he had, telling them that he had raped her, and so she had all this evidence. Well, this was like the very last day that she could give this evidence, and so she gave that evidence, and the very next day, they did this raid. So I don't think they're concerned at all about getting her any justice or us or even bringing Diddy to justice. They just want that evidence. That's what they want. So that makes sense to me. Okay, so the next thing is this week, let me see if I can back this up. Okay, Steve Stern contacted me, and he was had just shared his video about fighting to get election integrity set right, and he said, let's do a video. So we're going to do one on Tuesday. So mark that down. I think it's... What time did we say? I think it's 3:00. I think we're going to try to do a live on Tuesday. And so I want you guys to jump on there with us, because we're going to be talking about what each of us can do. He says, you know, that's what we do as a Freedom Force Battalion. Each one of us doing something in our community, whatever we can do. And so that's where this is a call to action, right? This is a call to action, action, action. They have this Zoom call on the 4th. Write this down. Take a screenshot of this. And I want you to all register for this Zoom call, because this is one way that you can connect with other people in your area and find out exactly all these different things that you can do. That's on the 4th. I'll talk about it a little bit more on our show on Tuesday. But on the 4th, and I'm going to just shout out this number because I want to make sure that everyone can register, even those who are listening on the podcasts. Where you don't have the video. It's https://form.jotform.com. Did you hear that? form.jotform.com/, here's the number, ready? 231-894-597-126-165. Okay, so go ahead and register to be on that Zoom call so that we can figure out, each one of us figure out in your area what you can do. Seth Keschel, and I know this is impossible to read. Sorry, I know it's impossible. It's impossible for me to read. These are the counties that are the most critical for us to win, to take back our country. Here's these five in North Carolina. There's two in Texas. So come on, Texas, let's go. Harris County and Dallas County are two huge ones. We've got to take those back. These four in Georgia: Fulton, Cobb, Gwinnett, and DeKalb. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Michigan. Okay, I guess I should shout out the counties: Pennsylvania, Allegheny, Erie, Berks, Philadelphia, Montgomery, and York in Pennsylvania. And in Arizona, Maricopa and Pierna. I'm sorry, I can't read that. It's too blurry to read. Pima. That's Pima. Okay, and then in Wisconsin, there are five: Milwaukee County, Kenosha, Waukesha, Brown, and Dane County in Wisconsin. These in Nevada: Clark and Wasco, and Michigan, these four: Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Kent. So we've got, and I'll read the North Carolina ones real quick: Mecklenburg, Waka, Forsyth, New Hanover, and Cumberland. Okay, so this is what Seth is talking about. We need to all make sure that the voter rolls are clear, be poll watchers, be working hard to bring in good people and get the vote out. They were talking about even going door to door to harvest the ballots. Okay, we've got to get because some people just can't. Where they're busy or whatever, they can't get to the poll. So we've got to help to make sure that that happens. All right. I thought this was cool. This was on the debt clock, debtclock.org. Keep a watch on that. It's kind of cool to see all that they have. They're talking about the money. And here it's talking about the golden age of money. No more of this fiat currency debt with interest. It's going to be a wealth economy. How cool is that? How cool is that? No more slavery. No more slavery. How awesome is that? Okay, so then this is, again, Passover. Write this down. Monday, April 22nd is Passover Eve. So that's the day we're going to be celebrating a Seder. And so I'm going to be sharing this with you so you can go ahead and get everything ready so you can celebrate this. There's long ones and then there's short ones. But bottom line, you just want to learn this history. The Lord told us to keep these festivals perpetually, and that's what we're going to do. All right, so then this is where, and then after that, we can start counting the Omer until the Pentecost, the day of the 50th day, which is the day of blessing, the day of the Jubilee bundle. So we're going to do that. I think that's it. Oh, and don't forget April 8th. Monday, April 8th is the solar eclipse. Make sure you get you some glasses. Hopefully you're in an area where you can see it. And so I brought this out the other day. I want to make sure you guys see that in 2017, the solar eclipse, I'm going to try to make it a little bit bigger. And the solar eclipse, it's not working. All right, so the solar eclipse was right in the paw of Leo, the arm of Leo, the righteous arm of Leo, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And so that was August 21st, 2017. And so this is where it started. It's like the lion is coming on a rampage to destroy the evildoers. And then in 2024, which is up here on the 8th of April, 2024, you see that the eclipse is burning a hole through the cord that has attached the fish to Cetus, the sea monster. You can't make this up. This is biblical. This is biblical for sure. This is where we're being finally set free. Burn through that cord so that we can be free. We've been trying to get free for so long, and now we're finally going to get free. How cool is that? Who thinks that's super cool? I love it. All right, so is there anything else, you guys, you can shout out to me if there's anything else. We'll go ahead and pray. We've got family members coming here. I've got to go cook my green beans, cook everything, get everything ready for our people that are coming. And so I hope you guys have a wonderful Easter Resurrection Day celebration. And I hope you enjoy all this wonderful truth. Make sure to continue to share it, because it's just too good a news to not share. It really is. It really is. And so we are these chosen ones to fight really mostly with sharing the truth bullets. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for wonderful truth that we get to learn from your word. Thank you for breathing on us, breathing into us, giving us this life so that we can understand and also to share. I pray your blessing on everyone in the Freedom Force Battalion. Lord, bless us so that we can be a part of what Precinct Strategy is doing. Precinctstrategy.com. Help us to be a part of what they're doing so that we can make sure our vote is secure. And because we see if they steal these elections, it's catastrophic consequences. Catastrophic. Thank you, Lord, for all these great people who fought so hard. Thank you for Mike Lindell, how hard he has fought to get these elections secure. Thank you for Steve Stern and for Seth Keschel and all these ones who fought so hard. Bless them, Lord. I know they are under extreme attack because they are on the front lines. We just ask you to bless them and strengthen them and bless all those who are trying to get the vote, the records, the vote records secure and purge the dead voters so that it cannot be stolen. Bless all these counties that I named, Lord. Bless them with people who will go in and fight hard to secure the elections. And thank you for our wonderful President Trump. We thank you for all that he does and how he's taken so much grief from these people, and he's still standing. I just thank you and praise you for giving him this strength, and I just ask you to continue to bless him. And Lord, whatever comes, whatever happens, we just completely trust you. We know that this is your day. You've promised that all this would happen. You've revealed the Ark of the Covenant. You've revealed the truth of end times. All these things you've helped us to piece together, and we know also that this day is going to be here. When we'll look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. They'll be gone from us, and we'll have peace on earth and wealth and health for 1,000 years. We thank you and we praise you that you are the King of the world. Amen. I love you guys. Real quick before we go, don't forget, when you go to freedomforce.live, if you want to know more about the health information that is being disclosed, not through the government, but through us grassroots, go to the links and you'll see all these health links. Here's all these health links. I've been doing green smoothies every day. I'm telling you, I'm doing better than ever in my whole life, I think. I think so. This is a beautiful way to get rid of depression and bipolar. You do not have to live with bipolar. You do not have to live with depression. Go on here and see healing your heart. Don't buy into the doctors. They told me I would never be well again, and that's not true. We believe the Lord, and the Lord is able to heal us. This is ways to boycott the beast. Get all these toxic products out of your house, okay? And also here, this check out Q Streaming. If you haven't done that, you've got to try it. You've got to try it. We're saving $1,200 a month, a year. Not a year, a month. We're saving $1,200 a year. Check this out, Q Streaming right there. And obviously, of course, support our wonderful patriot, Mike Lindell. I'm telling you, anytime there's a birthday, anytime there's anything, go ahead and check it out. MyPillow.com/Melly. Use the promo code Melly. And I want them to know how much we appreciate them for fighting, being on the front lines. He spent, $40 million? So let's continue to support him. And detox, everybody. Detox. Read all that, because we're going to have all this health. We're going to have all this wealth. We're going to have peace. Got to live through this thing, though. Got to get there. Okay. Is there anything else? I love you guys so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Joy Joy. Thank you, Roy717. Thank you, Songbird, for helping. I didn't see any bad guys on there. You must have knocked them out. Thank you so much. We're just trying to have some peace around here and have nobody trying to ruin our fun of our chat. Awesome. I love you guys. I will talk to you, though. Let me see if I can figure out how to get back to my screen. That was not it. I think that's it. There, that's the one. That's the one. I'm back. Okay, I think that's it. I love you guys. Y'all ready to go? I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to go, but I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.